Koalas in Queensland, New South Wales and in the ACT are officially listed under federal environment law as vulnerable to extinction. In parts of the country, koala populations have declined by more than one third over recent decades, due primarily to land clearing linked with urban development and, of course, habitat disturbance. Now, environment groups in northern New South Wales claim that logging has been occurring in state forests, and some of these forests have important koala habitats. The Forestry Corporation of New South Wales has confirmed to RN Breakfast that it has voluntarily suspended logging in the Gibberadji State Forest north of Grafton, pending a review of logging operations in the area. Greg Borschman reports.
Environment group the Northeast Forest Alliance claims that important koala hubs in New South Wales are being logged. The sites were identified 2 years ago for priority conservation by the Office of Environment and Heritage. Claims that koala habitat is being logged has led to direct action in the forests, including protesters logging on to forest machinery.
I tried everything I could. I have over a decade tried to get these logging rules enforced. So it was out of sheer frustration that I decided the only way to deal with this is to actually intervene, and that was by locking onto machinery.
Dylan Pugh is a long-time forest campaigner. Along with three other conservationists, he was arrested earlier this month in Gibberadji State Forest in northern New South Wales.
I was just trying to force them to implement their threatened species licence and the logging rules that apply. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we've been forced to this position. You know, as I said, we've tried and tried and tried again to get them to abide by the rules, to no avail.
Dylan Pugh says he's used satellite land use data and government mapping to analyse the area. He claims 21% of the koala hubs on state forests in northern New South Wales have been logged over the past 4 years.
So these are areas that identify as the highest priority, and they were done for the New South Wales Koala Strategy, and the chief scientists recommend they do it, and yet the government's going on logging them with no regard to their importance.
So, in a sense, this is merely continuing a 40-year vendetta that you've had against forestry, isn't it? I mean, less than 20% of koala hubs in New South Wales occur on state forests. Why target forestry?
Well, there's about 20,000 hectares on state forests, but there's only about 15,000 hectares of these koala hubs on national parks, which is nowhere enough to stop the precipitous decline in koalas.
Koalas in New South Wales, Queensland and the ACT are listed as vulnerable to extinction under federal environment law. Logging rules in New South Wales mean that the State Forestry Corporation is meant to look before it logs in koala habitat. Shadow Environment Minister in New South Wales, Penny Sharp, is concerned that those rules are not being followed.
Look, I think that there are some genuine concerns about this. I know that many environmentalists, met with them just this week on the North Coast, have raised their concerns about just even basic things like the requirement to be looking for koalas before areas are logged. I don't understand why that wouldn't be happening. If it's not happening, it should be.
The Environment Protection Agency is the independent logging umpire in New South Wales. It refused to be interviewed for this story. But in a statement, it says it's investigating the allegations that koala habitat has been logged in Gibberadji State Forest. And the Forestry Corporation confirmed that it's voluntarily stopped work at the site. A spokesperson said that the corporation is reviewing tree marking in the forest to confirm that there are no issues. New South Wales Environment Minister Gabriel Upton was unavailable for interview, but her office provided a statement which said in part,
"The recently released coastal logging rules set better strict requirements for the permanent protection of threatened species in each forest harvesting site. On-the-spot fines for breaches have been increased from $1,100 to $15,000, and maximum penalties are up from $110,000 to $2 million. An intentional breach that causes significant environmental harm can now lead to a penalty as high as $5 million.
But conservationist Dylan Pugh claims that his experience is that any action comes too late.
They usually wait till about 2 years after the logging before they do their assessment report. By that time, the logging is well and truly over, and then they've gradually watered down their approach over the years, so that now all they give is official cautions or warning letters well after logging is completed.
Different logging rules are due to be phased in over the next 2 years, with the signing of a new federal regional forest agreement with New South Wales last November. Penny Sharp says that Labor will revisit the new rules and the forest agreement if It wins power at the March 23 state poll.
It's more difficult as a result of them being signed off, and we have to revisit them after we've done a proper assessment. But the important thing here is 20 years on, the impact of climate change on water and carbon needs also to be included in regional forest agreements, as just does a general discussion about what's happened in the last 20 years, what's worked and what hasn't worked. And I don't feel that that's really occurred during the current process.
That's Penny Sharp. She's the Labor spokesperson on the environment in New South Wales, ending that report from Greg Borschmann. And the State Environment Minister, Gabrielle Upton, said in her statement to us here on Breakfast that the state government's $45 million koala strategy is the biggest commitment by any state government to the preservation of koalas. We'll post the copies of the minister's statement as well as statements from the New South Wales EPA and the Forestry Corporation of New South Wales on the Breakfast website if you're interested. We did approach the forest products company, Boral, but they declined to be interviewed for this story.